Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. And yes, I am your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, this July 1st. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. We make a choice to rejoice and to be glad in this day. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly that you keep showing up every time we get together. Hallelujah. Your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we just continue to invite you to move by your spirit. Have your own way, Lord God. Move to suit yourself, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you right now for reaching out and touching everyone who's listening to this broadcast right now and even those who will listen in the future. Hallelujah. One touch from you, Lord God. One touch. Hallelujah, brings healing, health, and wholeness, turns around situations and circumstances. Hallelujah, gives hope, brings light, Lord God. So we thank you for that touch, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and we bless you for it. We lift up our speaker to you, Lord God. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching her right now. We thank you for traveling mercies, angels all around and about her. And we thank you for keeping her as only you can. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, welcome. Happy July 1st, everybody. Wow, we're here now. We're over halfway through the year. Glory to God. Amen. And it has been a glorious year in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So we're happy to be here today. We're happy to see you all here, each and every one of you, yet in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Maybe 2 years ago when we said that, it'd be like, oh, stop playing. But now it's like, oh, yeah, thank you, Lord. I'm in the land of the living. I'm still here. Amen. For your glory, honor, and praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to let you know from the beginning that our speaker is traveling tonight. Amen. She's on her way to Florida. And so we're expecting her here any moment now. But until she gets here, we're going to just do a few things and just kind of talk about a few things. And, you know, we're praying for her traveling mercies and everything. If she takes a little while to get here, I have a really great article that somebody wrote about her. She's quite a woman of God, and God is using her in great ways. Let me just talk about something else, and then I'll get back to her. Hallelujah. We're going to start in the beginning with the things that we usually do at the end. And so we're going to talk about Get 'Em Radio and what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So in this month, today, we're going to have our guest speaker, and I'll say more about her in a moment. She's going to be with us all 5 Thursdays in this month. Hallelujah. And she has a lot to say. So she's going to need this time. Amen. And it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. So now I want to tell you about I'm just going to stay on the Get 'Em Radio family, and then I want to tell you about a revival that I've been involved in this week, and there's a couple of more days of the revival, so I want to give you an opportunity. So get a pencil and paper or whatever and get ready to write this down, so you'll have the information as well. So I'm going to get back to that. Okay, Get 'Em Radio. This Sunday is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we're having tag team preaching on this Sunday. Don't let the preaching get to you, or are you like, I'm not a preacher, but you can come and you can share a testimony. You have 5 minutes. Now, for those preachers, you bring a scripture and a topic, and you can preach for 5 minutes. Amen. If you don't consider yourself as a preacher, you can give us a testimony on something wonderful that the Lord has done in your life. You can also read from your devotional. You read something that just really blessed you. You can bring that and read that. You have 5 minutes to do that on Sunday. You can share a song with us. If you know the song in advance, you text me, and I'll put the song on our, I'll get the song, and then make sure that it's on our studio, in our studio, so that it'll sound really good over the air. So, amen. I know this Sunday is the 4th of July, so some of you will be at picnics and doing certain things. So those who will come, come on. Amen. Amen. And we will be here. Pastor Mom and myself, Lord willing, will be here on the 4th of July. July. And by the way, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Amen. Being very dependent on the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, so then Monday we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Always good, always a blessing, because God has really shown her how to dig into the Word of God and then help us to be able to do that as well. On Tuesday, we're back again with the Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And I just have to say, God has been doing some awesome things with our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We have experienced a flat-out miracle on the broadcast. I mean, really. I don't even know how I can tell you, because my eyes are just like, it's just every time I think about it, they get as big as saucers. But I'll tell you a little bit. I'm going to try to make it short. There was at the end of our broadcast, there was some music that began to play. And I thought that music was coming from somebody's line, because I had all the lines open. And I know it was coming from a certain line, because I closed that line, I opened the line again, and I closed it again. And the music, I could hear it. Then I couldn't hear it when I closed the line, and I could hear it when I opened the line again. At any rate, the lady whose line that music appeared to be coming from said that she was not playing any music at all. And I was like, what? And the interesting part about the music is that it was music that I heard over 20 years ago. And I haven't heard it in over 20 years. And the music is classical guitar music. But I know that song because I knew someone as they were learning to play that song, and I heard that song in great detail. So I knew the song. So I know it was a word for me. It may have been a word for other people, but it was a flat-out miracle. And I looked up, you know, how many songs have been recorded since songs have been recorded. And it's 82.5 sextillion, and I've never heard that number, sextillion, before. But it's 82.5 sextillion songs that have been recorded. And out of all those songs recorded, this song appears on our line while we are, at the end of Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So it was just, I can look at it and shrug my shoulders and say, oh, well, it was a coincidence. No, ma'am, and no, sir. That was not a coincidence to hear this song that I know very well from 20 years ago. I mean, it could have been, you know, any song. It could have been the Hokey Pokey or something. But this was a very definite song that I knew about, and God was saying something. And then the last time, one of our interpretations on this past Tuesday, the interpretation that I received were a name. Sister Joanne was praying in tongues, and I heard all of these names. And so I began to write the names down. And I'm flip-flopping a little bit. On Sunday, this past Sunday, we were doing what we call the ultimate treasure hunt. And part of the getting a treasure map for this treasure hunt, and the treasure hunt was really letting the Lord lead us in the spirit to find people who needed prayer and who need salvation. So that's what the ultimate treasure hunt was all about on Sunday. And so we were putting together a treasure map, and part of the treasure map is writing down names of people. Okay, so it kind of went together with what happened on Tuesday. Well, on Tuesday, I got a lot of names. As Sister Joanne was praying in tongues, I probably wrote down about 10 or more names. One of the names I wrote down was Stephanie. After we finished the call, Pastor Mom wanted some Chinese food. So we ordered out, and we had, DoorDash to bring the Chinese food. And guess who was our DoorDash person? Stephanie. Praise God. And God had just said her name as an interpretation through Sister Joanne about an hour or so earlier than that, or 2 hours earlier than that. Anyway, Stephanie came to the door, and I told her, I said, you know what? We were praying today, and your name came up in prayer. And she was so excited over that, you know. And she's pregnant. She's 7 months pregnant. So immediately we knew what to pray for. And she wanted prayer. And so it was just awesome. And then after we prayed for her unborn child and we prayed for her two living children, Stephanie got saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So this ultimate treasure hunt is not a game. It's what God is doing. And it doesn't stop with, what we wrote down one day. It continues on. Hallelujah. So, I'm in the midst of telling what's going on with the, for those who just joined us, just talking about what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Then we'll go to Wednesday. No, I'm going to go back to Tuesday and say that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if anyone wants to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, please let me know. We're looking for volunteers. People have been really good at doing that. And we like to hear, you know, new people come in. And I'm telling you, if you do pray in tongues for 15 minutes, God, he's just going to bless you. Our life changed by doing this. Amen. So we want to invite you to be a part of it. And now our next Wednesday service or Get 'Em Radio broadcast is going to be July the 14th. And so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and we only have prophetic healing just the second Wednesday of the month. So that'll be July 14th, and that'll be here any second now. July 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you know, Lord willing, we will have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Linda, Minister Linda Harkey, will be with us. And we're putting some things together for that night as well. So we're expecting God to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or imagine. We're looking for miraculous healing, hallelujah, on that night as well. Amen, amen. So for those who just joined the line, I'm talking about what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. I usually do that near the end. But our speaker tonight is traveling. And I keep looking for her phone number to show up on our board, and it has not shown up yet. The last time we communicated today, her plane was running late, and so she was going to let me know, when she landed, and when she was going to be on the line. But let me talk about her now. Our guest speaker is Sister Shayna Poole Jones. And that Poole is P-O-O-L-E hyphen Jones is her last name. She is on Facebook. And the way that I met her was, I'll say this, because God just does things well in advance. I think it was about 3 years ago or more, I found a shortcut. Of course, it was always there, but I found it. It was a shortcut of how to get from my house to Sam's Club and to Walmart. And the way I would go on this shortcut, I would pass by the bank that, you know, my bank, the Mom's Credit Union, the church bank is all on that street. And then I make a turn, and then I can go down that street and get to Sam's Club. So I've been doing that for at least 3 years, maybe 4, maybe 5 years, going down what I call my little shortcut. And I get so excited about it every time I go down that street because I get there quicker. And so I'm doing my little shortcut. And last year, as I was doing my little shortcut through, I saw somebody's front yard, there was a table. And on the table were groceries and a little sign that said, grab and go. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. That is so nice. You know, there were canned goods out there at that time. And this was when she first started. And she just began to put food for people out on a table in front of her house. And so I would pass by, and I never stopped, but I just looked at it, and I said, oh, what a blessing. And then on TV, on the news one day, I see her on the news, and they're talking about her, saying how here's this lady, she's giving out food in front of her house on this table, and the bank, somehow a bank found out about it and gave her a van. And I was like, I know that lady. I didn't know her really, but you know, I pass by her house all the time, you know. I've seen it out there. So I was just like super excited for her. And, you know, even from the beginning, even before I saw her face, I knew that God was doing something very special. So as we wait for her to get here, we want to hear her personal testimony. She has to be someone special to do what she's doing. She's done this all the way through the pandemic. And as she did it, people have been donating to it. She has been on CNN. She's been on ABC. You know, and people are just, they just come and they help, and there's more food out. And so it's not just one table anymore. Multiple tables out there. She's still doing it in front of her house, but then she's doing this in other places. And as these weeks go by, she will definitely share some more with us. But there was an article that was written, and it's a nice size article that was written, and she was sitting in the front yard, and she's got a great big smile on her face. But I'm going to share this article, and maybe when I finish reading it, she'll be here. Okay. And this article is from the STL, and STL is short for St. Louis. And the story is by Cheryl Baer, B-A-E-H-R. And it says, Bringing Love to the Table. Shana Alicia Poole Jones started her grab-and-go table to give food and supplies to folks in need, and keeps at it to provide connection in her community. And the article goes, for as long as she can remember, Shana Alicia Poole Jones has been called to service. even as a little girl, she was putting others' needs before her, as evidenced by a story her mom loves to tell everyone who asks. My mom posted on Facebook that I've been doing this from when I was 5 years old, she says. I would take my piggy bank to school to buy everyone snacks. Since I was born, I've been doing things to make sure people have what they need. At first, people thought this was just people-pleasing behavior, but it's not. I was always trying to help and put others before myself. My mom tells me this has always been me, and now as a woman, I can see it. Poole Jones may no longer be pulling out her piggy bank to help others, but her commitment to service is as strong as it ever was. Since March of this year, she's been providing food and household goods to those in need through Grab and Go Table, an open-air food pantry that sits in her Maplewood front yard. An impromptu gesture at first, the program has grown from peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to a bona fide community effort that provides full service grocery experience for anyone in need, no questions asked. And you know that's a blessing, no questions asked. Through Grab and Go Table, though Grab and Go Table is Poole Jones' primary focus right now, it is not her first go at community service. In 2018, she founded Keep Pushing Incorporated, an organization built around the mission of helping the unhoused community by connecting them to resources that will help them transition back into homes. Over the past 2 years, Keep Pushing Incorporated has given out over 3,500 hygiene kits, fed over 2,000 families, found shelter for 65 families, provided medical care to 365 families, and hosted a well-attended unhoused family reunion in downtown St. Louis. Though Grab and Go Table dovetails with the mission of Keep Pushing Incorporated, Poole Jones' reasons for starting it were more personal. As she explains, she came up with the idea of Grab and Go Table as a way to provide lunches for her 14-year-old friend when school shut down due to COVID-19 pandemic. They were worried about how they would eat. Now that free and reduced cost school lunches were suspended, not wanting to see them go hungry, she set up a table in her front yard and started putting out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, apples and oranges. Not long after, people came leaving notes on the table asking for help. Poole Jones cleared out her own pantry, put up a larger table and a tent, and propped up a sign telling people to help themselves. 8 months later, and bolstered by donations from people throughout the community, Grab and Go Table now feeds 300 families per week and provided 250 Thanksgiving meals to those unable to provide for their own holiday tables. Praise God. I'm still reading and still looking for her to show up. Praise God. Those who just joined us, I'm reading about our speaker, Sister Shana Poole Jones of St. Louis, and she is the founder of Grab and Go Table and Keep Pushing Incorporated. And they're two nonprofit community outreach organizations in St. Louis. And so I'm reading from an article. I mean, it's a nicely written article that was written about her actually last year. So she's done much more than what it's saying that she has done. I'll continue on. rain, sleet, or snow, we put up the tent and go the extra mile to get good quality food to people, Pooh Jones says. From organic to meat to vegetarian food, we're trying to make their lives seem normal. We let people know that no one is judging you. You're not standing, we're not standing outside looking at you. They need more. They have, all they have to do is ask. For Pooh Jones, grab and go table comes during a time where she is facing her own struggles. A native of Albany, Georgia, who moved to St. Louis 3 years ago, Pooh Jones has been hit particularly hard by the COVID-19 virus. As she explains, her hometown is a major pandemic hotspot. Out of a community of only 10,000 residents, 3,000 have died as a result of the virus. In the first month of the outbreak, she lost 5 family members within 48 hours and recalls getting phone calls every day informing her that another family member, church member, or former classmate was fighting for their lives. The human tragedy overwhelmed Pooh Jones, and she found herself precious. However, as she was dealing with her own grief, she was also being asked to help others with theirs. She recalls her phone ringing nonstop as people would call asking if she knew of any resources that could help them make ends meet. It was the call to action that she needed. At first I thought, do you know what is going on in my life? I can't focus on anything else, Pooh Jones says. But then I realized I had to snap out of it. I'm broken, but people who come into my yard are broken too. When Pooh Jones thinks about how grab-and-go table has grown from a small card table to a major community effort, she is filled with gratitude, working side by side with all walks of life. She feels that the initiative is not just filling a need for those who are hungry, it's filling the community's need for connection. And it's not just those of means who are keeping the operation going. Pooh Jones has stories of people who, though in need themselves, have stopped by to offer a spare pair of gloves or have offered their food stamp money to help fill the pantry. By coming together in service of one's neighbors, she believes that grab and go is helping to bridge political, economic, and social divides by allowing people to work with one another in support of a common mission. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to continue to read. Don't know how much. Right now, we just need to show more love, Pooh Jones says. It's been hard and rough. It's still hard and rough. I still cry every day. But at the same time, when I see mothers, fathers, older people come to my yard, when neighbors come up to just talk and listen, I realize that I'm going to be okay because they're going to be okay. I want to show the world that we as a community can still be together. This is what I am meant to be doing at this time and at this moment. Praise God. Praise God. So that's, I just finished reading an article for those who just joined us. Just finished reading an article about Sister Shana Pooh Jones. She's our guest speaker tonight, and she is traveling right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So She's traveling right now, and we are expecting to hear from her at any moment now. And just even reading through that, what a blessing, you know, to hear, you know, what she's been doing. And I've been there, so I've seen it up close and personal. And she has a lot to say, a whole lot. When I met her, this has been maybe a little over a month ago, I was doing my shortcut again, getting ready to go to Sam's Club. And but this time when I came by, they were putting out, it was a Wednesday, and on Wednesday they put out produce, fresh produce. I mean, it's just gorgeous, and it's so fresh and so good. And they had all these boxes of fresh produce that they were putting out, and I needed some boxes, and they were just the perfect size. And so I stopped, and that's how I met her that day. And, I mean, we were talking, and she was telling me that she was going to court that day because somebody had sued her for doing good. And we started talking, and the Lord started prophesying and talking to her. And telling her that all this was going to do for her is give her more advertisement, and that's going to be thrown out, you know. And praise God, he was talking, because that's exactly what happened. You know, it happened sometime after, a little while after that, but that's exactly what happened. I just read that just recently on her Facebook page. She was talking about it. So, you know, we thank God, and the judge even made the person who sued her pay the legal fees. Hallelujah. So, you know, so I'm sure she's going to talk more about that later on as we go on. Hallelujah. So, amen. So I've gone through the article. Praise God. And we're still kind of waiting on her. I'm going to open the lines now. If anybody has any comments thus far, you can press your number one key. I'm going to let Pastor Mom say, because by the time Sister Shana gets here, she may need to take a little nap. Oh, that's what I wanted to do. I'm sorry, I'm not going to open the line yet. I kind of missed it. I jumped on to something else. But Pastor Price and the Memphis Covenant Faith Church is having a revival this week. And the Lord told her to do it. And she could probably say more about this than me. Pastor Price, let me open up the line and let you talk about the revival and give people information about it. I'm going to give it to you 40 minutes or so. So hopefully you're listening, and I'm going to open it up for you. Pastor Price?
Yes, I'm here. God bless you, Apostle. I've been really enjoying reading about Shana Jones, and I have my computer before me, and I just was praising God for what God is doing. That is an awesome work. I know I'm supposed to be talking about the revival, but that is such the word. You know, it's so important that the Lord says that we're His workmanship in Ephesians, that we're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. He created us for that, to do good works.
Yes.
And the Amplified Bible, it has it. When it talks about that particular verse, I think it says, it would be better that we need to be getting about doing God's business. Let me get that, if you don't mind for a minute. The Amplified Bible of that scripture in Ephesians, I'm going to get it real quick, workmanship, because I wanted to read what it says in the Amplified Bible, because it's so just such a great blessing. Ephesians 2 and verse 10. And then I'm going to put it in the Amplified, because I'm going to talk about that in Ephesians 2:10. And that is so such a blessing. And sometimes I want to address something very quickly, because as soon as we hear when someone is doing such a magnificent work, and it was built in her from the time she was a little child, sometimes we say, oh,
yeah.
Lord, could I be doing that, or should I be doing that, or whatever. But then we have to find out, what is it that God has called us to do? What is it
That's
called
right.
us to do? You know, what is it? And this is in the Amplified Bible, it says, Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned ahead, for us taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living in the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. There was one that said, I can't get it, but if one of those translations says that we should be doing what God called us to do. And we can see God will begin to minister to us the bent, B-E-N-T, that's in us. Like she said, from the time she was a little girl, God had her doing that. And there are many things. You may be one, somebody may be listening here, maybe somebody that, like with my mom, with our mom, Pastor Mom, we had a mom and dad that began to give us all kind of encyclopedias and loved to read. And Dad would sit with me every day by the light. And even though at that time I think he only had like a third or fourth grade education, but he would just do what he knew to do. And by the time we were ready to go to school, here I was reading. They even later on said I was a genius only because I loved to read. And then loved to write, loved to read and write. Did not know that these were going to be so very important to what God wanted to do in my life, for what he's called me to do. And mm-hmm. even to do things line upon line and precept upon precept, where one of the little parts that he's had me to do when I didn't know how to make videos and movies. And he had me now to make over 500 videos and movies. Think about where you are, Apostle, how God has had a body of work, and you have over 1,000 broadcasts. And you're really gifted to do what you do. You're so gifted to do what you do. So it may not be what our dear sister is doing, which is so tremendous and awesome, but each one of us are God's workmanship. We're created to do something special. And sometimes we just say, this is the way the world does it. When I grow up, I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. But we ought to be saying, Lord, what is it that you created me for? What did you create me to do? And then God will give us the skill by his Holy Spirit to do what he calls us to do. So I want to put my little 2 cents in there while we're waiting on that wonderful sister to come. Put my little 2 cents in there. Because even when it comes around where the revival is concerned, we had been on a trip, and I think it was like a ministry trip. My children, my husband had passed to be with the Lord, as you know, Apostle Jill did, that Jill passed to be with the Lord and before Christmas in 2020, and when he did, it was it's been a rough time at times in the spirit, but God has kept us. He's been does so much, and I thank him for that. And so my children began to talk about this. We have 8 children all together, and about 20 some grandchildren, and about 20 some great grands, and they began to talk about sending for me to come to Los Angeles. And they wanted to be able to celebrate my birthday. And then they wanted to be able to spend, because this is the first Father's Day, they would be without their dad and me, without my husband. They wanted us all to be there together on Father's Day to have a time of fellowship and time with that. I listened to what they said, but I didn't really think too much about it because I said, they're not that. And it was going to cost something. But God began to put his hand in every single part of that journey. And we left on June the 2nd. And we returned on June the 27th. And what a marvelous journey it was to Los Angeles, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Chicago. The things that God did were just some marvelous, marvelous things that he did on that journey. And so we returned home on this past Sunday. We returned on this past Sunday. And my daughter, Amber, talked about it like this. She said, when I told her what the Lord had told me to do, she said, Mom, it's like we've been on a wedding time with the Lord. In a wedding, because it was just like God showing himself so wonderfully marvelous to us. He's married to the widows and to the orphans. He takes care of widows. He takes care of orphans. And so it was like God just did some marvelous things for us. And then on that Sunday, the Lord spoke to me this past Sunday. He said, I want you to have revival until Sunday, till this coming up Sunday. He said, I want you to have a revival. And he wanted me to name the revival, a time of refreshing. And he said, now, when you finish with service today, we had service when we got home. We got home early Sunday morning, and then we went on to have service that evening. And he told me to announce to them what he had said to me. And I did. I told my girls this. And they said, Amber said, you know, she said, Mom, she said, this is like the honeymoon now. She said, we've been on the wedding. Now God wants to spend a honeymoon time with us, a special time of refreshing with us and of being with him. And so I said, that is so wonderful. That's why when I say apostle, when I think about sometimes people will look and say, oh, there must have been a good mama. And I think about they children see your mama. They see the good, the bad, the ugly, everything about it. And yet in the midst of all of that, God raised him up, my daughters, to be able to stand and put anointing on them that they would minister. In the revival, they minister every single night a word, every single night. They've been ministering a word, and it's been a blessed time. So what he had me to do was, he said, to have a revival. Tonight was the fourth night of the revival. I mean, every night has been wonderful. Apostle came on, you came on, Apostle Kizzy, on Monday, and you began to minister by the Spirit of God. And I pray I got all the dates right there, who came on. Now, Monday night
that was
me.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, Monday
yeah,
night
was
on. Say it again, Apostle.
I spoke on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night. Monday night was the first night, and I spoke on Monday night. And he told us to do it by Zoom. I've never held a Zoom meeting on my own. I've attended some, but it would seem like it was the most hardest. It seemed like it would be the hardest thing. But God began to give us grace to do the Zoom, set it up, blessed us, that now we started off with 40 minutes, and now through the blessing of the Lord, unlimited time on the Zoom, and then to be able to know how to play YouTube video on the Zoom, from the YouTube on the Zoom, and then even today we saw how God used that, just the cutest little thing that he did through Amber for her time of ministry. So I was thanking the Lord for the move and the mighty way that God moved and getting this Zoom together. Sometimes we think we have to have a whole lot of time. And sometimes we think we have to have a whole lot of training. But we have the Holy Spirit who will give us special endowment for what he calls us to do. And we can just look to him. And all I could say was, Lord, help me to do what you call me to do. Help us to do this. And for some reason, this has been the easiest time. I've not been tired. We're now finished with the fourth night. We have what is today? Thursday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's the fourth night tonight. And Pastor Catherine spoke. Apostle spoke on Tuesday. I think on Wednesday I must have spoke again. Did I speak on Wednesday? Apostle? I think I spoke on Wednesday. And then Pastor Catherine spoke tonight. Glory to God. What a glorious message. And the one of the things that the Lord has spoke to me about this revival, a time of refreshing, was that he said, Helen, I want some basics taught. I want you to go back to some basic things for my people. And tonight, Pastor Catherine ministered on basics. On Tuesday, Apostle ministered on the giving aspect of the importance of giving. I thought that was just such a wonderful thing that God is doing. And now we have two more nights left, and I'm still excited about what God is doing and what he's yet going to do. And I thank him for that. One of my other sisters will be ministering tomorrow night, and I thank God for her. And I just praise God. And then we have a beautiful couple that's ministering on Saturday night. So I thank God for all that he is doing and how he put this together and how it has come along. So I invite anybody, if you're on my Facebook page, the link is there. All you got to do is push the link and come on. If you want to inbox or text Apostle and you want to be a part of it, we don't last no more than an hour and something. And in the Spirit, by the Spirit of God, and it has already refreshed me. So thank you, Apostle, for this time, and let me share this time with everyone. And, Apostle, may I say one more thing? Is she here yet? Is Sister Shana here?
She's not here yet.
Okay. And I'll share one more thing about it. When this the message of this revival is a time of refreshing. And our key scripture for this whole week has been Psalms 23 and verse 3. And he said, he restoreth my soul. Restoreth my soul. I did not know that that word restore means to refresh, renew, revive. There's some translation says he revives my soul. Another translation says he refreshes my soul. And then renewed. When Pastor Catherine was talking tonight, she looked up the word, what restore means. It's to make new again. It's to make over like new. So he renews us. And so we've been, what I've seen this week by the Spirit of God, he leads us beside the still waters, and the waters are the Word of God, the washing of the water of the Word. And through his Word and through this fellowship, we've been renewed, restored, revived. So I just, by the Spirit of God, as he would do it, I invite anyone and everyone that if they want to come and just have a word of refreshing, a word of renewing, of reviving in that spirit so that we can go on and go just a little bit further. Have a little honeymoon time with God this week. So maybe only a couple of days left, Friday and Saturday, but 2 days, one word from God can literally turn our lives around. So I thank you, Apostle, for this time. Thank you for letting me be able to share that. And I give glory. Hi, Pastor Mom. Love you and all the saints in their respective places. God bless you all.
Amen. I wanted to give the Zoom code.
All right.
You know, maybe someone listening right now, and you know, and they want to write it down so that they could just get into Zoom.
Okay.
Do you have the
ID number. Do you have it?
Yeah, the ID and the password.
Yes, I have that. Uh huh.
Okay, yeah. Can you give that?
Yes, the meeting ID number is 758-3417-0830. Again, 758-3417-0830. One more time, 758. 3417, that's 3417-0830. And the passcode is lowercase Z as in victory, M as in Mary, capital M as in Mary, 3, then 2Z, ZZ. I'll say that again, Z, lowercase V as in victory, M as in capital M as in Mary, Y, I don't even know if I said why. Y, capital Y, the number 3, ZZ. I'll do it again. Lowercase Z as in victory, M as in Mary, capital M as in Mary, capital Y, the number 3, and 2 Z's, ZZ. Not the number 2, but just ZZ, 2 Z's. So it starts at 6 o'clock Central. That would be 4 o'clock in Pacific time. And 7 o'clock in the Eastern time. But it starts 6 o'clock Central until July the 3rd. And today we had the service tonight and earlier today, and now July 2nd and July 3rd. And if you're on Facebook and you happen to go to my page, you'll see a graphic there, and you'll see a link that if you just push it, it'll take you right on into the service. God, praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for that time.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going back on mute.
Okay, great. Great. Still looking for our speaker here. For those who just joined the line, our speaker is Sister Shayna Poole Jones, who is the founder of Grab and Go Table and Keep Pushing Incorporated. There are two nonprofit community outreach organizations in St. Louis. And we took some time out to to read an article that was written about her. Right now, she is on her way to Florida, and the last time, and she's getting some much-needed rest. But she's, you know, I said, well, do you want to just not do this? Not, no, I want to do it. So anyway, she's getting some rest, and but she's on her way there, and the last time we spoke, the plane was delayed. So we continue to lift her up in prayer, traveling mercies, angels all around and about her. So there's five Thursdays this month, so we still have plenty of time to talk. Amen, amen. And so we talked about her and just very briefly how I met her. I've been driving down the street for the past 5 years. It's my little shortcut to Walmart and Sam's Club. And one day during the pandemic, I saw a table with some food on it in her front yard. And I thought, wow, is that cool, you know? And then the next thing I knew, a month or so after that, I saw her on the news. And there was a bank that was giving her a van. Hallelujah. And I was like, wow, I know her. Still hadn't talked to her yet. But I think about 2 months ago we met, and I stopped by, got out of the car, and, you know, she gave me a box full of fresh produce because they were trying to get boxes away. It's, and God just has blessed her so much to do all that he has her doing and has brought so many people to help her with this as well. To her being here, I'm just hoping, and I'm fine if she doesn't come on tonight, that she just gets to Florida and gets some rest. I believe, I'm not for sure, but I believe she's going to be with her mom to see her mom in Florida, but I know for sure that she's going to be getting some rest when she goes there, or that's what the purpose of the trip. So, because she's been doing this, I think, 7 days a week for the past year, all through the pandemic. So, you know, we pray for some good rest. Amen. We're going to begin to open up the lines. Oh, and also Pastor Price just finished talking about revival. The Lord has given her, said for her to have a revival this week. And so it has begun. And so she has a few more days this Friday and Saturday. Hallelujah. So our sister, Minister Mary, is going to be speaking on tomorrow night. Pastor Catherine tonight, I spoke on Tuesday night. I'm just so thrilled. I mean, all of us speaking is great, but I'm just thrilled to see the next generation speaking. Minister Joy and Minister Amber speaking every night. Hallelujah. That has just been such a blessing. And Pastor Price, I think about how Joy was as a child when you would be in revival, and how she came to me, or she told us one day, she said, I want a new dress for every day of the revival. And you remember that, right? And God blessed her for a dress every day of the revival. And now she has a word every day of the revival. Praise God. Amen. So, okay, so we're going to open the line some more. We're going to hear from Pastor Mom tonight. Anyone wants to make any comment about Sister Shayna, of what you've heard about her so far, you can make a comment on that. Hallelujah. And so let's just open the lines. And, oh, my mind is just kind of racing a little bit, and just thinking about this Sunday tag team preaching. So call in and or get on the Zoom for the revival that the Memphis Covenant Faith is doing with Pastor Price and get you a word and get all refreshed and come to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Call in on Sunday. Preach a little bit and go on out and have a picnic. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. God. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you very much. Well, it's been very interesting tonight whatever topic. And, you know, I always do like to hear the pastor talk or what you want to talk about. It's very good, and I enjoyed it very much.
Amen. You know what I thought about, Pastor Mom? You know, some of the things that you would tell us over the years about how your mother and your grandmother, who are my grandmother and great-grandmother, used to feed people, especially during the time of the Great Depression back in the 30s. And you told us about how they used to give out, how they made cornbread and buttermilk or something.
Buttermilk. Make cornbread and buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And
people would come over and eat cornbread and buttermilk, right?
Uh-huh. Come over and eat cornbread and buttermilk. And they would be just as happy. They'd be just laughing and having like that cornbread and buttermilk. And I always thought it was a party. And Mama said, "There's no party. There's going to be some green folk."
Oh. They were just hungry.
They were just hungry. And they mm-hmm. eat them. Cornbread and buttermilk like
they
had no food at all.
Mm-hmm. And they probably didn't back at the time of the Great Depression.
Yeah, my mama said that. I never did do without food, but my sisters and them would do without food and talk about food. How I didn't go to bed sometimes about eating. But I never mm-hmm. did. Is that they go
have
food going to bed at night.
Mm-hmm. And we praise God. There was cornbread and buttermilk when you came.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Thank
well,
you.
I
feel like
I still like to eat cornbread and buttermilk sometimes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Cornbread and buttermilk. Now, you know what else I'm thinking about, too, was you would tell us about my great-grandmother. We called her Big Mama. What she used to do, she used to make the preserves and put it away.
Yes. Put it away and sometimes she didn't have a stove. She made it on the fireplace. Cook it on the fireplace.
Wow. And I remember you saying that she did, she would have 365 jars of preserves.
Right.
To make sure you all had something to eat every day of the year.
Every day of the year, right. She make all that fruit and stuff and soup and jars, and then we had plenty to eat.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, we're going through the pandemic, and hopefully we've been through it. Hopefully this is the end of it in Jesus' name. And God has taken care of us. Hallelujah.
And he continues to make a way.
Yes, amen. He made a way. They would have rabbits, chicken rabbits, and pick them up and cook them and bake them and whatever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Pastor Mom. You awake, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Amen.
Catherine has been sitting there telling me more than how people did as rabbits and squirrels and possums. And I don't like that kind of stuff now. But they got too many things to that. And I didn't like that. I don't like possums and coons and all of that now. I don't like that at all. And
okay, so so back then, when during the Great Depression, people were eating raccoons, or as they say, coons and possums back then, because you just had to eat what you had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And my grandma, we feast together. But she sometimes she pick greens and what they call and everything. But we had something to eat, and then we had two little white girls that used to come and then watch, because they didn't have too much food either. And they come and sit over Mama's pot. And Mama said, I wish they would go home and stop staying on my pot. But they said they just wanted something to eat. So Mama would give them something to eat.
Oh, wow. They would stand over the pot looking at the food, huh?
Uh-huh. They won't eat.
Wow. Wow. And she fed them, too.
Yeah, she fed them.
Amen.
Wild greens. He said wild greens and stuff and put it in the pot, and they said that smells so good.
Wild greens. Well, I guess you really had to know if it was greens that was edible or if it was poison.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, I remember that there was some kind of greens that poke salad. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, poke salad. You have to be careful with how you cook it. You have to cook that poke salad and put it together and make it taste good. And it says sometimes if you be careful, it was
poison.
Yeah, if you didn't cook it right. And the poke salad, it still grows wild around, and it's kind of like a red stem to it. Right?
Red.
It looks kind of red.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I've seen it grow
about
that.
You take that poke salad and bring me the poke salad. Sometimes I put it in the freezer and fix it up good.
Yeah,
that.
But you had to know how to fix it, because if you didn't fix it right, it could kill you.
Yeah, right.
But it was good if you fixed it right.
Yeah.
So with the poke salad, you would have to boil it first, right?
Yeah, boil it and cook it good and make it taste real good. And another thing, you can free it before you boil it, drop it in that hot water, and cook it up. But you have to be real careful with it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, okay, Pastor Mom. We just heard from my mother, Pastor Mom, and she was telling us how they made it during the Great Depression back in the 1930s. Buttermilk and cornbread and wild greens, possums and coons, raccoons. Praise God. So, Pastor Catherine, did you want to say anything?
Well, praise God, for God. I can't wait to hear Minister Poole, because you know I love community service and work. Anything
yeah.
in the community, yes, I love it. And what an awesome ministry that she had. But I can also remember my mom feeding people, and there was times when I remember when she would. This was right after she retired, and she would go to food pantries, and I would always say, Mom, why are you going to food pantries? She would go and she knew people that didn't have food, and she would not only just give them food, but she would cook it and take it to them. And there were some people I knew, some people I didn't even know. That she would go to food pantries. She didn't have enough money at that time to get whatever she wanted, but she would go to food pantries and get food and take it to people. So that's also been her ministry also, too. I just praise
Amen.
God for her.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, Pastor Catherine, because that is so true. Because our mama is known for feeding people.
Yes. Anyone having a funeral, anybody passing your family, she was gonna make sure you got a full meal, at the repast.
Amen. That's so true. And I think so many people know her, and know Pastor Mom and the family from table. You know, and getting fed by her in some kind of way. Amen. That is so true. Hallelujah. And she made greens for the family reunion for years. I think this is the first, the next one that comes up will be the first time that she will not have made greens in Jesus' name. And by then, she'll be going on 90, Lord willing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we see a new phone number that has popped up here. It's not Shayna's phone number, but she may be calling from another line. So we're gonna check that number here, okay? Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom, for sharing.
You're welcome.
Amen. Okay, area code 252.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
It's
Welcome.
Me.
Is this you, Sister Shayna?
It's me, Sister Shayna.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I made it.
You made it. Glory to God. Ooh. So you're in Florida?
Yes, I am down in Yulee, Florida. I am here.
Okay.
I made it safely.
Thank
Plane
you,
didn't have no kind of complications, and we landed very well. I made it to my mom's house, and yes, I'm here. I forgot
yeah.
I did that one.
You're at your mom's house. Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're not going to keep you too long, but, we want to hear from you tonight. We have introduced you.
Story. Yeah, I was listening to all the stories. I was listening to all the stories about the raccoons and the squirrels and everything. Me and my mom was sitting here. I said, Lord, that sounds like my grandma. We down in the swamps and in the country. That's what we eat all day long.
No, you eat that too?
Yes, that's the country. My grandma, we get on the back porch and clean the birds and get the squirrels and all that good stuff, coons and all. That's the country in me.
You're too young for
That's how I was raised. Those are my roots. That's why I'm so tough like I am.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? We spent some time here. I found an article about you by STL, that article. So we read the whole article. Amen.
Oh,
by
thank
Cheryl
you.
Bear. So we read that and went through that. So we have some idea from that point of view. But in our time left here, I wanted to spend some time talking about you and your spiritual life and your personal testimony. You know, it's one thing to hear all of the things that you're doing, but we want to hear, let's start off with your favorite scripture. Amen. We want to go in that direction.
Mm. Think I have it right on top of my head. So my favorite scripture come out of Ephesians. And I think I was ready because I was actually thinking about it and talking about it, and I was like, okay, what scripture where I really like walk on, because most of the time it'd be Romans 8:28, because that's my mom's birthday, so I always love Romans 8:28. But then I have to think about it, you know, going to Ephesians, and I'm going to go to Ephesians 3:20.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Now to him who is able to do for more than all we ask and imagine according to his power that is worked within us. That is one of my favorite scriptures. It's really like my birthday is March the 25th, but it's 5 days before my birthday, and I always symbolize the number five because the number five represents favor. And my mama always told me that I was supposed to be born on the 20th, but I came on the 25th, but it was the favor of God that was over my life. And so I had to really study that scripture. Now all glory to God, you know. It is like, now to him who is able.
Yeah.
And I was like, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that is that. And, you know, you could break that down so much, and I'm not going to get too much into it, but when you really put your faith and trust, we could do so much in him. When you really, like, just trust in him and just let him do work within you, you could do exceedingly abundantly in him. The works would just come out. And that's how my life is, you know, running, keep pushing. I tell everybody, they're like, you're a nonprofit. I said, yes, I have a nonprofit, but I have a ministry, and that would come first. My ministry is what come first, and I'm working in my purpose to get to the promise. And that's why we are so, I won't say successful. I won't use the word successful. We are so overflowed into our community. We overflow into our community. Everything, we don't dry out. He do not let the water dry out. We overflow into our community, and I'm grateful for that, to be the vessel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to talk more about, you know, what you've been doing in the weeks ahead, but we want to stay pinpointed on you. Tell us about your salvation experience. When you got saved?
So I got saved because I was raised. I think I came out my mom's womb into the church. We in Albany, Georgia, I got saved when I was like 7 years old. And I was raised up in Pentecostal Koji Church. And we are always in the choir, the little sunshine choir and everything. And my bishop back then, which is still is my bishop, he's still my father now, Elder Stallworth, he used to always talk to the kids, and he used to always tell us, hey, when you're, you know, mommy and granny probably won't be here, you got to learn how to pray for yourself. You got to learn how to depend on yourself. He always taught us the independent of learning the spirit. And so, you know, we could watch my mom, my grandma, everybody, but I always, you know, used to go in my room and read my Bible and do my own little studying and try to hear. You know, I used to sit in my room like, okay, I got to be real quiet. I gotta hear, you know, I gotta see what's going on because I always hear. I'm like a little kid, like, okay, I gotta hear. And so even like when I go to school, I was taking the test and I pray about the test. I said, like, okay, gotta be real quiet. But like, everybody be quiet, be quiet. They were like looking at me like, what's going on? I said, I gotta hear what's going on so I know if I'm gonna make this test. And so we used to always sing in the choir. We used to always do that. And I never forget, it was the Children Bible Study on a Wednesday. And we were just in there, and we was teaching Bible study. Our teacher wanted us to teach Bible study. So, you know, we have our own little time to teach a scripture or whatever. And I never forget, I was sitting there, and I was just listening to everybody talk. And in the midst of it, I just heard God say, rise up. And so I rose up. I'm standing up. They're like, Shayna, what's wrong, baby? What's wrong? You know, because I'm standing up. And I was like, I'm just like there. And tears started running down my face and everything. I don't know what happened, but I just heard him tell me rise up, and tears started running down my face. And at that moment, I felt like I knew who God really was. I mean, I was like, mommy, 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 he was here. He was here. I felt him for myself. And after that, it was like more of, you know, as kids growing up, like, okay, y'all got to be quiet because, you know, I felt like you have to be quiet for you to hear God. And it was so crazy because I wanted everything quiet. We ride in the car. I was like, don't play no music. I'm trying to hear what God got to say. And my mom was like, baby, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But at that moment, I knew that God loved me. I knew I felt him. I started more, basically just wanting to learn more. I was more reading the Bible, more just, you know, just going to church. One, just going to church no more. When they had worship time, I was like on my knees falling, you know, worshiping God. When they praised God, I was praising God. I was going through what everything meant, and I took it so serious. I took everything, my walk, very serious. When it was time to fast, I was fast. I was young, fast, and we would go and sing in the choir. Everything was so serious to me. And it wasn't until probably I turned probably 16 when I had my first, like, okay, if he really God's, why he letting this happen?
Oh.
Because that was when my first challenge came up. Because all my life from 7 to 16, everything was so perfect. I didn't have no struggles. I was doing good. But when 16 came, that's when the tables kind of turned in my spiritual life. So I don't, yeah. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and the Lord was saying kind of like, well, how you like me now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, you know, it was unique because, you know, me growing up like I grew up, you know, great family, nothing wrong, you know, everything, just silver spoon in the mouth. I know who God is. Life is going good, singing in the choir and everything. But it came to a time when I had to really know, do I trust him? It came into a time when I had to level up to another level and grow maturely in the spirit. And, yeah, those were the times. And it wasn't nice. It wasn't nice. I tell anybody, if you tell me your road to salvation or anything was nice, I'm going to say, uh-uh, because he has to use you. And sometimes he stops you in your own tracks.
Amen. Amen. I think a lot of us have, I think all of us at one point in time, if we haven't had it, we're going to have it, a how you like me now moment, you know, with the Lord, because it, you know, it's a defining moment. Like, you know, who am I really to you? Who do you say that I am? You know, and we have to have that with him because that causes our relationship to grow in him. Hallelujah. This is all good. Tell us about your baptism. You got baptized? Water baptized?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we had, our church had, that church built, we went from a little small, I call it House on the Prairie Church, to a bishop had got this big old warehouse church. And off the warehouse church, it was like where the loading dock, where the trucks used to load it. And he put a pool outside the loading dock.
And I never forget, we was like, you know, all the kids, we was like, what? You know, we about to go get baptized. And so it was so, like, in our eyes, it was exciting. You know, we getting baptized. And I would say at the age of, I think I was 10 when I first, my first baptism. And I, yes, I have got baptized twice. My first baptism, I got baptized. And, you know, it was like, ooh, coming out that water, like, yes, you know, because I was on a higher spiritual. You know, I was like, hey, I don't hear his voice. You know, God is doing then. You know, I pray, I pass my test. You know, I was going through that type of motion. I pray, you know, mama gave me a new pair of shoes. You know, I was like, God is everything.
Yes.
You know, I was like, everything, like, ooh. You know, my young days was like, pray, it happened. Pray, there you go. But like I said, a change did come. A change came. Life came. And so
yes,
my first water baptism was like amazing. I didn't get baptized again until I was 29 years old.
Amen.
And that was the second time I got baptized, when I was 29 years old. And that's when I came back. And I realized I couldn't live without him.
Amen. That's when you really grew up.
Yes, ma'am. That's when I really grew up, because I had been through some stuff.
Oh, mercy,
I went
mercy
out there and tried to do on my own and do it by myself. And I was, as my mama said, you just big and bad. But hey.
Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God you're back.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God all of us that left, he never left and took us back. And thank God that he's married to the backslider. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, being filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking in other tongues. Tell us about that.
Well, like I said, I sung in the choir. So filled with the Holy Ghost, doing my whole year singing in the choir and everything, it was there. I was supposed to be an elder. You know, I don't have people just tell me I'm supposed to be an elder. I'm not supposed to be a preacher, but I'm supposed to be an elder. I'm supposed to be able to stand in a lot of gaps. And, you know, I had the power to touch and heal. And I promise you, the Holy Ghost would come over me, and I would just be in the midst of a crowd or whatever, and I would just start touching people and start healing people. And it was crazy. It was huge crazy, because even while I was out in the world, when I strayed away out in the world, I would be in a certain room or we'll be in an atmosphere, and I would just walk up to somebody and say, let me pray with you, or let me walk up and lay my hands on somebody's child, and I couldn't fight it. No matter what, I was out in the world doing my own thing. The Holy Spirit never left me. I always had that one light. And I would always, like, even when I got in my trouble and was locked behind bars, I always had that one light where I still would just use me to go and minister and touch and speak in the tongues. And people be looking at it like, we didn't even know. And I'm like, I didn't even know. But I never, that's one thing I could never run from. When God want to use me or take me somewhere, or do anything, I can never run from. No matter if I was in the middle of the club, partying, drinking, whatever, it's like he will sober me up just to go minister to somebody, go touch somebody. And that was just so profound to me. Because I used to look in the mirror and say, why, God, you know, I'm out here doing all, why are you bothering me? You know, I used to get angry because I'd be like, why? Because all the hurt and stuff I had been through and stuff, I'm like, why? Why do you want me to go talk to her? Or why you want me to go talk to him? You know, I don't know these people. Why? But, you know, it's like when you have something over your life, no matter what, you have to, you know, he's going to use you.
Yeah.
No matter how bad you fight it, he's going to use you because you have purpose.
Hallelujah.
You have a promise.
Hallelujah. And I think my brother, who's a pastor now, but he had been out doing all manner of stuff, and he got to the point where he knew he was just building testimony.
Yeah.
He knew he was coming back. He was just building testimony. Hallelujah. And now, I mean, he's all the way back with God. Just a awesome man of God, loving on his wife, just celebrated 48 years of marriage. So,
wow.
Yeah, but he was out there. He was way out there. Amen. But, you know, I think the enemy just comes and tries to attack those people, you know, it's almost like he can see, you know, what we were going to be before we got here. And he's trying to deter us, but not so, said the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Now, when you started speaking in tongues, you just started speaking in tongues. Nobody laid hands on you, nothing.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Actually, we was on the floor. We was down in St. Petersburg singing in the choir. And we used to sing all over the world. And we was at the altar. And the bishop at the time, he was preaching. He's like, you have the power. You have the power. We don't need to touch you. You could lay hands on yourself. You could be healed. And he was just talking. He's like, just touch yourself and start speaking over yourself and lay hands on yourself. He's like, nobody else need to lay hands on you. You have the power within yourself. And I just remember just being on the floor, just touching my forehead and everything, and it just all just came out. I just started speaking, and then after that, I just started getting up and just started touching everything because it was like fire. I was like fire, so I was like, I just have to touch and touch and just touch, and I just be in the midst, and I started touching. I mean, literally, even when I was behind bars and they would have the little church service and stuff and they would be praying and everything, I'd be walking around just touching people. They were looking at me like, you part of the church? I'm like, yes, but you locked up. I'm like, I had to go touch some people. And God was just, you know, he was just using me there. I mean, it was just so amazing that, you know, I fought it. He had mm-hmm. other plans.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I had been a part of a prison ministry for the past 3 years, and I've seen some anointed people up in there. Let me tell
yes.
you what. Anointed.
Yes.
And so
yes.
some of them, you know, even we were ministering more with the guys, but we had been, you know, in the women's prison as well. But went in there, and, I mean, the guy give the guys opportunity to sing and to minister, I mean, bring you to tears, for real. Like, you know, they've been with God. and he
I say it's nothing like sitting in a quiet room and worshiping and really connecting with your spirit, not being
mm-hmm.
vulnerable, not being victim because of your situation, but actually
mm-hmm.
You are basically watering the seeds that been planted in seed. I always use this term on social media and everything. I say, I just have to, when I get ready to come down the floor, I say, I'm going back to my roots because I have to come and feed my roots so I can still branch out, get these branches, water mm-hmm. my seeds, water my roots so my branches can mm-hmm. keep on growing because seeds have been planted. I'm 43 years old, and I don't have so many seeds planted in me that I haven't even started growing yet. And that's the thing about it. Once God plants seeds in you, you know, they have to come to pass. Everything has to come to pass. So even though somebody spoke over my life when I was 3 or when I was 18 or whatever, it's going to come to pass. It's just the timing and the season when it come and when you start watering those seeds. Like, I do a lot of crying. In this last few months, I've been in a lot of season of crying and everything. And my mama said, you just watering because something's birthing. something is birthing out of you. And she said, I can't put my finger on you, but you got to keep pushing. Because when God gave me keep pushing, I'm like, God, that's too common. Keep pushing? That's it? Just keep pushing. That's it. Just keep pushing. I'm like, for real? That's what you want me to name it? Keep pushing? And it was like even I was even just going through the set, and people would post on me on social media and say, keep pushing. It's a birthing canal. You know, you're birthing something. Every day I'm out in the community, I'm birthing something. I'm doing something. So we have to keep pushing because we're birthing. You're in the birthing. So when I go through my downtime, when I, you know, just think about I'm in my labor, we're birthing. So I got to keep pushing. And until you can birth it out, you got to keep pushing. So that's our old theme part come around, because even after I had all these experiences through life, I'm 43 and everything, God said, I'm still, it's so much I've got to birth out of you.
Oh, yeah.
It was clear as day. He tell me, you're not even halfway where I need you to be. I'm still got so much I got to birth out of you. So I have to keep pushing. So every day I wake up, I look at keep pushing because I'm still pushing.
Amen.
It might be a long labor. It might be a short labor. But I got to push till I get to that birthing.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for spiritual midwives. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And I have been, it has been prophesied or actually said to me by the Lord, spiritual midwives, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for that pushing through, hallelujah. Glory to God. My great-grandmother was a midwife, hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
And I laid under her. I stayed with her. She was my girl, and I was her girl. Well, probably a lot of people in my family would say the same thing, but, you know. Amen. But now let me I got a couple of things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to tell us about your family from any point you want to talk about your family. And then I want you to pray something. And then we're going to open the lines a little bit. We got a little bit more time left. So we'll open up the lines because I think people want to say some things to you. So, okay. About your family.
So my family.
All that. Number
my
one.
Mom is my joy. Yes. But I'm actually a daddy. I'm a daddy little girl. My daddy was in the Navy. I followed my daddy's footprint. I went in the Navy. But my mom, the school teacher, you know, the common, she's like the pillow of who I am. My mom was the one that let me say, let me see your, I want you to see what I go through. And I got to see my mama struggles. I got to see her deal with depression and all kind of things. And to make me who I am today, my mom is the one that I could pick up the phone and I could cry. And she knows without me even going in details. My daddy is the one that always say, you my baby girl. And you, hey, you got this. And then it's only, then I have a brother. My brother is almost like my other father figure. Because when my mom and daddy split, my brother was there to pick up the pillow. Because, see, my brother was born when my mom was only 15. And so he had a whole, we 5 years apart. So he have a whole different experience. But he always was my big brother, but he was almost like a father figure when we growing up. And so it's like if anything go wrong, I call on my brother. You know, we like two peas in a pod. I love him to death. I have a whole lot of God sisters and God brother, but my brother is like the light of me. My family, because of the root that we were born in, we all was born, raised in church and everything, from my uncles to my aunties. My grandma had 9 kids, so we have a big family. All the first cousins and second cousins and everybody, we are just like one loop. But we all are different in so many different ways, but we all have the same purpose. And that's what's so unique about us. I love my family. That's why I always take time out to make sure I have family time or do anything. I question God so bad to ask him why he
took me to St. Louis because I only been there 3 years, and I didn't have no family. I didn't. And I would try to come back home 3 times, but I always failed. I could not leave St. Louis for some reason. But now I know why, because he had a purpose for me in St. Louis, because family was my root. But I had to learn, as my grandma said a long time ago, you have to know how to pray for yourself. You can't call your mommy and granny to pray you out of a situation. You have to do it yourself. So I had to learn at the age of 40 independence and standing on my own and walking into my light. And you'd think I would have known it by then, but like I said, every day is a new day when you're walking in the Lord's footprints.
Amen. Wow. Wow. Well, I'm going to say this about St. Louis. I was sent here too. And in a time, I've been here for 12 years now. And, you know, even though my family was here, so I came back to family. I was away from family for over 20 years. And so the Lord sent me back, you know, to family in the St. Louis area. And, you know, and I know that there's a purpose why I'm here. And since I've been here, there are so many people who have been sent to St. Louis. So many people. And I mean, not just St. Louis, but also the Lord was saying that he's moving people around like chess pieces. You know, so some are going places they've never been before, and then some are going back home. And, you know, it's a lot of things that are going on. He's moving people by his spirit because we need to be at the place where he needs us to be at when we need to be there. And I know I'm in the right place at the right time, and I know you are too. Glory to God. So
yes,
I want
ma'am.
You to say a prayer. Amen. Amen. So I want you to say
yes,
a prayer,
ma'am.
And I'm going to open up the line. I'm going to tell you guys now, if you want to say something to her, you got comments, questions, you want to say something, press your number one key now. And then when she finishes praying, then we're going to open up the line. So don't be shy. Go ahead and press your number one key. We don't want to keep her, you know, too long overtime. She's with her mama. She's been traveling. Let the lady get some rest, okay? So, but it's okay, though, if you have something to say, just prepare yourself and let's do it, okay? So this is what I want you to pray for before we open up the lines. And I want you to pray for people who are going through something. It may not be anybody on the line right now, but this is archived, and it's going to be around. And somebody may be listening. And they're going through something right now, and they need to know that even if they have seemed to have turned their back on God, that he's still with them. Amen. So pray for somebody who's going through something right now.
All right. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Before I come to you, ask you for anything, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for this hour. I want to thank you for this minute. I want to thank you for this second. I want to thank you for this day, Lord. First, I want to thank you for traveling grace. I want to thank you for each and every one that's on this line, each and every one that would listen to this service on a later date, later hour. God, I know who you are. I know what you can do because you have done it so many times. And, Lord, right now I'm just asking, will you start sending out your comforted angels around the world, around your daughters and son homes, to your children, everybody who is struggling, going through something, Lord. I can't pinpoint what they're going through, but, Lord, I just need somebody need to be whole by one of your comforted angels, Lord, because we know that you are here. We might cry at night, but we know joy coming in the morning, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you. Because it's been many nights that I have weep. It's been many dark clouds. But I always see the rainbow. I always see the sunlight. I always feel the joy that you have given me, Lord. And by me knowing, I know that you would do it for my brothers and sisters, Lord. Right now, I just want you to just reach out and just touch. If you just blow up a cool air buy them a letter, tree blow, or just open up their eyes and let them know that everything's going to be all right. Give them peace in their heart, Jesus. Peace, Lord. Just give them peace. Just give them peace, Lord. Just give them peace, Lord. Just calm their spirit. As they lay in the bed right now, just give them peace. Let them close their eyes and know that you are there. Know you have not left them nor forsake them. Know that they just on this journey. But, Lord, as you did it, we know you'll do it again. We shall not forget what you have done already. We beat cancer. We beat diabetes. We beat high blood pressure. We beat depression. We beat bipolarness. So if we did that, we know we could beat anything. Heartbreaks, spiritual warfare, financially broken, loss of children, loss of mother, loss of grandmother. We know you have the healing hands. Just touch each and every one of us. Give us the strength. Send somebody to stand in the gap for one another. You say you won't put much on us for us to bear. So we know that we could make it. And I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to praise you in advance. I'm going to praise you in advance, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to praise you in advance, even when I can't see it, Lord. I'm going to praise you in advance, Lord. I praise you right now, Jesus, because I know it's done. It's done. I'm going to praise you right now. I would not let the enemy come through anything, like distract any of my people, none of my sisters and brothers. I'm going to praise you in advance for them, because it's not about me, Jesus. Jesus, we love you, and I thank you in your son, precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. I know the Lord did something. I felt that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Thank you for that. Amen. All right. I don't see any number one keys pressed. Hallelujah. If you do have it pressed, send me a text real quick and let me know. Amen. Okay, I see Reverend Treva from, amen, Reverend Treva from California. She said, great word, Elder Shana. Amen.
Thank you, Rev.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Don't let me scare y'all away because I said you need to go get some rest. But, you know, if I don't see a number one key press, I'm just go ahead and we're going to close out. And, you know, we got her for another 4 weeks. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
So we
yes.
Oh, okay. Pastor Price wanted to say something. Your line is already open, Pastor Price. This is my sister and my spiritual mother, Pastor Price, from Memphis. Your line is open. Say something.
Oh, praise God. But the one I just wanted you to know, the number one wasn't working. That it,
oh, okay.
It when you press it, it doesn't say you're now in the host queue. But I was yes, it isn't working. But of course, I enjoyed. Sister Shane, I just enjoyed everything about what you did today. I enjoyed the word, the message from when you were younger and what God did in your life and as you grew. I believe one day maybe the Lord's going to do a movie about your life. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for the people that Apostle has had on the program have been so authentic people, and ones that walk in the humility and humbleness. And you've just really been, just showed how it is to, when God begins to bless a prepared people for a prepared time. And as I looked at, was looking at some of the things that you face, and some of the things that you face, even in the grab and go, and in helping people in those who had been homeless, and the lawsuit and things that you face, I said, look at there. I thought about recently, Sister Shane, I was in Los Angeles, and my son had they were paying for the hotel where we were at. We were there at that hotel about 18 days. And they had told us that the price of the hotel was one thing. And the lady had assured me of what it was going to be. But there was a man who decided, he's a manager, but he decided that that this was not so. And he fought us till the last end. And when he fought us till the last end, I remember standing before him. I said, is it because I'm old? Is it because I'm this color? I said, what is it that you're doing? What you're doing? And I said, you know what? I said, I am going to write corporate office. I'm going to talk to them because this makes no sense what you're doing. I said, we're paying all this money for all these days in this hotel, and you're going to put all this on here. And I said it to him. I went back upstairs, Sister Shana, went back up to my room. The Lord said, go back down there and apologize to him. He said, go back down and apologize to him. So I went back downstairs, and I went to him, and I said, I apologize for the way I talked to you. I said, I still don't like what you did. And I said, I still am going to write corporate office, but I apologize for the way I approached you and how I talked to you. And he said, okay. And then we were down there washing. This hotel had where you could wash free and dry free. And then he started doing all he could to try to help us then, and give us bags and do different things. So I was saying, look at God. And the next day when my son came, that was God working. And when my son came the next day, my son said, you know, they called me my dear. He said, dear, he said, it's all right. I said, they didn't change their mind about what they're charging. And he said, it's okay. He said, I'll pay it. And then later on, he got with me. He said, in fact, he said, whether you know it or not, it was cheaper than the last hotel that we had you in. So I was thanking God for what he did. And I still haven't written a letter. So I don't know if I'm going to write. I don't know if I'm going to write a letter or not. But God said he would let me go in there being, you know, but the thing that the reason I brought that up concerning where you are is that I see that no matter what we go to do, even the good that we would go to do, sometimes there will be things that will come up, you know, to try to withstand us in it. And even though we don't be fearful of those things, because he said in this world there would be persecution, he said, but just know that he was with us. He's overcome the world. So I thank you for all of the awesome, wonderful testimony that you gave today. Just so awesome. I'm looking forward for the weeks to come. I'm so glad that you get to have quality time with your mom. And I say hi and shout out to your mom and family too. And so we thank God that you would come off that airplane and come directly on that program. You didn't say no. You didn't say no. So I thank God for you, and I look forward to the weeks to come. God bless you and your family, and you have a blessed night now.
Thank you. And I want to say something about your story, because I'm just say this real quick, because when I went through, and we were getting into this, when I went through this last lawsuit, God told me, because it was painful, it was ugly, it was crazy. But you know, sometimes we get distracted and we'll get unaligned. We won't be aligned to what we were supposed to be focusing on. And by you being at that hotel, it was something in the midst that distraction came up you could have had overlooked, but compassion came up too. That's why you had to go and apologize, because something that was going on with that man at that hour, at that time, he needed to see an example of love, and you gave it to them. Even though you didn't get the price that we sometimes we want to see, we want to see the results right now, right then. It's a journey that we always is on. And I promise you, you would probably never write that letter because what had needed to be done, God already had it in his footprint. So that's just how what came up when you had told that story, because I believe that man at that time needed to see God love, because maybe nobody never went back to apologize to him.
And Sister Shana, you're so right. I wanted to tell you I told him that the reason that I was there was because my husband had passed, I told him, and my children wanted me to be there for Father's Day. And you know what he had said to me? He said, my husband passed too.
Did I hear him right?
Did he say his husband? And so you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Because we are told by God love. And see, that's what the world try to distract us with, all this other stuff, that we forget the main purpose is love. No matter what the situation, we have to stay on what God says. God loves all, no matter the situation. You was moaning your husband. He was moaning his husband. And in our way, he probably thought you would judge him, but you had to show him love. And he went home, and he was able to cry in peace because he had somebody else that was going through the same thing he was going through. And that's why when you said that story, God said, hey, let her know. It was just a distraction. The hotel cost was a distraction because the money was already paid.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you so much. God bless you both. Y'all have a blessed night now.
Amen. Yeah. You too. And thank you. Thank you for sharing. Well, we're going to have a good time the rest of this month. I can see that already. God. Hallelujah. So, all right. This is what we're going to do. Yes. Say that again.
No, I was saying I just thank you for the invite.
Amen. You're welcome. I want to give you a chance to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And I'm looking at my text to see if anybody's texting else. But we've given our announcements and everything. And so Sister Shana is going to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And we're going to talk to her again on next Thursday. So go ahead. Hold on a second. Minister Rachel from New Jersey, hold on. I'm going to let you say something.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yes. I was very encouraged listening in. And it's really nice how when you was reading the article about the woman of God and all that the Lord did through her, and he called, as she did what he had her to do, others started giving unto her bosom so she can continue in giving and sharing love. So that was beautiful and very encouraging. And then I was listening about when you had my aunt about the Zoom. I was trying to find out, and I was praying to God at that very moment to give me the information for us, because I wanted to be a part of it. And then all of a sudden, he had y'all to talk about it and say it and give it all, and I was writing it down. And I wanted to know, like, the last two letters, is it Z as in Zion? To lowercase Z? Okay, praise God, and I wrote it down. I wrote it down
right. Yeah, capital Z.
Okay, those are capital Z's. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you, Minister Rachel.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Amen. And thank you. Thank you for saying what you said, because you needed to say that. Thank you so much. All right. Have a blessed night.
Love you all. And Pastor Mom, too.
Amen. Love you, too. Amen. Minister Rachel is my goddaughter from New Jersey. So this is what I wanted to ask you, and I'm glad she said what she said because it made me stop for a second and think about. We want to seed into you, want to give an opportunity to seed into you. Now, I know you got grab and go. I know you got keep pushing, but what is your personal Cash App?
So my personal Cash App is Miss M.S. Poole Jones.
Okay. So it's $
dollar sign. M.S. Poole Jones. All one word. M.S. Poole, P-O-O-L-E. J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. Amen. M-S, dollar sign, M-S-P-O-O-L-E-J-O-N-E-S. Okay?
Yes.
So you want to see into the woman of God. That's how you can do it, through her Cash App. Amen. Amen. And you know us. You know, we're going to bless the woman of God. Hallelujah as well. So as the Lord leads you to do it, you know, then do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So now, no more number one keys are pressed. We want you to give us closing remarks, and then you can close us out in prayer. And at some point, now, what's your mom's name?
Dolores.
Dolores. Is her last name Poole?
No, her last name is Fears, F-E-A-R-S. And she's sitting right here with me, too, but the Lord's Fears.
Okay. Okay, okay. So God bless you. I know you're a good mama. I can tell you're a good mama right now. Amen. Did you want to say anything?
No, we just strive to be the best that we can be, and I'm so proud and I'm so thankful for what God has done for Shannon, where he has brought Shannon from, and where he's leading Shannon to. I thank him for allowing her to walk in her purpose, and also to know that her purpose is him. And his perfect way, his perfect will, that will be done in her life as long as she follows him and keep her eyes on him.
Hallelujah.
Okay, those are the remarks.
That was good. And I have to tell you, I want to say, Mother Dolores, I have to tell
ma'am.
You, that the Holy Ghost was speaking through you. I mean, just such a wonderful anointing of somebody who has been in the presence of God, a praying woman, hallelujah, and I do believe I heard her preach too, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen. I believe I received that.
Amen. All right. Praise God. Well, we look forward to you just hearing from you in the weeks ahead. I mean, as the Lord leads. Praise God.
We'll do. I'm thankful for you. Praise God for you. Praise God for the anointing that God has placed on your life, and that you are walking in your calling and walking in your purpose and what he has set for you to do. So I pray blessings upon you in any way that I can be a blessing, by word, not by word, but by anything.
Praise
Just
God.
Let me know.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. So I guess we heard, also we heard your real name is Shannon, huh?
Listen, her name is Shana, but her daddy wanted her to be Shannon, so he has always called her Shannon, and it's kind of stuck.
Hey.
Amen. I was going to say, bust it.
Bust it.
But, okay,
was,
okay, got it. Got it. Amen. That's beautiful. Hallelujah. Because, you know, your parents call your names and can't nobody call you.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
Amen. I
want
to tell you my nickname.
So grateful.
Okay. We're going to close out. I'm having too much fun here.
I am so grateful for the opportunity. I'm so grateful that I was able to get on the call, and I'm grateful that we were able to just minister to those who need it. Like I said, we never know what is going on because it's never about us when we out in ministry. We don't know why we go through what we go through because there's somebody out there that we have to stand in the gap for, and it's somebody that we are going to meet along the journey that we need to help. And sometimes I would say, just from my experience, when a storm do come, don't fold too quick. Make sure you can stand, just stand. And if you keep on standing, the sun is going to shine because sometimes we have to go through storms for others. And as ministers, we have to realize it's okay to go through storms for others because our brothers and sisters might not be as strong as we are. But if we go through the storm and fight, they would make it out. So I would end tonight prayer with the Lord's Prayer because that's the first prayer that we was taught when we was children. That's the first prayer I was taught was the Lord's Prayer. On that note, and so, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And as we close out, just know the sun will shine in the morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Enjoyed you. Look forward to the rest of this month. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. And everybody, we love you. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.